The Ruby in the Smoke by Philip Pullman. The Seven Blessings. On a cold, fretful afternoon in early October 1872, a hansom cab drew up outside the offices of Lockhart and Selby, shipping agents in the financial heart of London, and a young girl got out and paid the driver. She was a person of 16 or so, alone and uncommonly pretty. She was slender and pale, and dressed in mourning with a black bonnet under which she tucked back a straying twist of blonde hair that the wind had teased loose. She had unusually dark brown eyes for one so fair. Her name was Sally Lockhart, and within 15 minutes she was going to kill a man. She stood looking up at the building for a moment, and then climbed the 3 steps and entered. There was a drab corridor facing her, with a porter's office on the right, where an old man sat in front of a fire, reading a penny dreadful. She tapped on the glass, and he sat up guiltily, thrusting the magazine down beside his chair.
"Beg pardon, miss," he said. "Didn't see you come in."
"I've come to see Mr. Selby," she said. "But he wasn't expecting me."
"Name, please, miss."
"My name is Lockhart. My father was... Mr. Lockhart." He became friendlier at once.
"Miss Sally, is it? You've been here before, miss."
"Have I? I'm sorry, I don't remember."
"Must have been 10 years ago, at least. You sat by my fire and had a ginger biscuit and told me all about your pony. You've forgotten already?" "Dear me, I was very sorry to hear about your father, miss. That was a terrible thing, the ship going down like that. He was a real gentleman, miss."